The first impression of many foreign fans arriving for the Football World Cup will be the five-story high arrivals hall at Johannesburg's extensively refurbished international airport. The South African government has spent nearly $700 million on this airport alone. It has raised its capacity from 17 million passengers a year to 28 million, linked the domestic and international terminals, and upgraded ticketing counters, shops, and food outlets. Airports Company of South Africa manages the country's largest airports. Company spokesman Solomon Makale says the five-year-long project has created a premium quality facility.
This is a world-class airport that you probably see in Europe or other parts of America. It's really built up to international standards, and in some instances would like to believe we surpass the benchmarks that have been set.
The government has built a new $1 billion airport at Durban and has also modernized the facilities in Cape Town, Bloemfontein, and Port Elizabeth. Roads and railways have also been upgraded. The improvements to infrastructure are not just for the thousands of foreign fans who will visit during the Cup. They are meant to support the country's growing economy after the tournament ends. Makale says special efforts have been made to improve security and deal with any terrorist threats.
We've been working very closely with the South African Police Service. They've got members in the terminal building patrolling at all times. We have now supported them by hiring a private security company that is also patrolling and monitoring the public areas.
Although South Africans say there may be some minor problems during the Cup, many see it as an opportunity to showcase their country and leave visitors with warm memories of its hospitality. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.